And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting edition of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and this is, of course, the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and you can watch it live on Facebook, of course, and in our Facebook group, Drink with Rick. You can also catch us live at drinkwithrick.com. Just go right to the website and catch it there. Now, we don't have a chat set up there at the moment, so if you want to chat with us, feel free to do so on Facebook or in the Facebook group. You can also do it on Twitch because we're on Twitch as well. So you can chat with us live on Twitch if you're there. You can watch us on Periscope and Twitter. You can go to @drinkwithrick on Twitter, and you can interact with us there. And also YouTube. We're on YouTube, and you can chat. The chat's open on YouTube. And as a matter of fact, I'm checking the chat now. We've got someone watching there on YouTube, but no one in the chat just yet. Feel free to chime in, and we'll be happy to. I'll be happy to chat with you right there live on YouTube. Of course, you can contact me at rick@savoyamedia.com if you want to contact me. And I guess Betsy's here in the chat. Betsy, great to see you. Tell me how you're doing. And don't be shy. Just chime into the chat and tell me what you're up to, what you're drinking, what you're not drinking, what you like to be drinking, what you like to see me drink. That's what this is all about. It's about a lot of things, actually. What we do is we open up and we review wines. If you're watching for the first time, as a matter of fact, or if you're listening later on the podcast, Drink with Rick podcast, what we do is I take a wine, I open it up, taste it, test it, tell you about it, a little bit about it. I pair it with some foods, and I have some foods with me here tonight. And then we just sit back, relax, drink, and just talk about stuff. I toast birthdays, anniversaries, national holidays. That's always fun. And we just talk about things. That's what this is all about. And really, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have a few show notes for those watching or listening for the first time. But this is not a very regimented type of program. This is a stream of consciousness show. So we get started in the chat talking about things. We're doing other things. We can go off on tangents. It's fine. That's what this is all about. But the important thing is that we're all getting together, having a good time, drinking wine, and hanging out, being friends, and getting to know one another. That's what this is really all about. All right. Well, tonight I have a different kind of wine. This is going to be interesting to try because I'm pretty much flying blind on this one, and I'll explain to that in a moment. This is, pull it up here. This is a Chasseau de Bouchot, and this is a Pinot Noir. This is a French wine. And this is one that I picked up at Wine Store in Blakeney, North Carolina. As you know, I go to the wine store. That's where I buy a lot of my wines from, in Blakeney, in the local area. And this past Thursday, I go there Thursday nights to do a little wine tasting. It's a lot of fun. And this past Thursday night, I came over there, and they had a bottle of this French wine open. So I had a little bit. And I was a little surprised. Because maybe it was something up with my palate. I don't know. Because I'd just driven straight there from work, and it had been a while since I really had any. I had a little water, but it was just I was hungry. I was tired, so maybe my palate wasn't right on top. But I think I tasted something really interesting that it kind of surprised me about this Pinot. So we're gonna open it up and try it again, and we're going to find out if it's really what I thought I tasted or not. Maybe it was just my imagination. We'll see. So Betsy's there, and I'm not sure if we have anyone else in the chat yet. I'm looking around on YouTube and Twitch. No one going on Twitch at the moment, but we'll get back to you. Like I said, join in and tell me what you're up to, and tell me about your week. I want to hear about your week. Anyway, so back to the wine. This is a Chasseau de Bouchot Pinot Noir. And let me get a shot of the back of this wine because it was hanging on the front of it for so long. Let's see what we got. And there we go. The back of the one, I'm going to read this a little bit so it make it a little bit easier to digest. It's kind of hard to see sometimes on the screen. Chasseaux de Bouchot, Pinot Noir, a Pays d'Auc. This is mostly in French. I'm not going to read all the French stuff, but it does say, selected at the foothills of the Pyrenees Mountains in the south of France, this fruity Pinot Noir will be elegant, round, and full-flavored. Well, we'll hope so. The vineyards are located at the edge of the Pyrenees Forest, where small wood logs are rolling down the hill between the vines' rows. In French, such small piece of wood is locally called a bouchot. Well, that's good to know. It's just that that's they have to have their little, you know, thing in there making it sound really really exotic and exciting and whatever. But it doesn't really tell me that much about the wine itself. It does say it is a product of France. There is 13% alcohol in the 750 milliliter bottle. 13% by volume, and I'm a little bit. And I got this bottle here, right here. We're going to open up in just a moment. But I'm a little bit confused with this wine because it is a French wine, but I don't know anything about it. I tried to look it up online, try to get some information on it, and the only place I found any information at all was at the wine store at on their website at winestore-online.com. There wasn't a whole lot there, to be honest. It not a lot there. I looked around online trying to find out some other information on this wine. And unfortunately, when I tried to Google it up, and Google's supposed to know everything, right? They seem to know everything about all of us. But I Googled up this wine, and amazingly enough, and this is the first time this has ever happened to me with a wine so far, nothing came up. Nothing. Zilch. Nada. As in, not a thing, nothing at all. I got no information on this wine, nothing about the winery, nothing about, not much about the bottler, not much about the distributor, not much about anything. The only websites that seemed to come up were the pages from winestore-online.com for this wine, which is a little bit, it's a mystery. It's a real mystery. It's like, okay, what is this wine? Where did it come from? What is it all about? I don't know. It's a real mystery. So we're going to open up this wine and find out. And Jonathan's in the chat. Jonathan, it's great to see you. Jonathan says, hey, Rick. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for dropping in. Of course, we're opening up this bottle of wine that I purchased at Wine Store, and which you were doing a tasting on Thursday. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about this wine, because I couldn't find anything on it except for what was on the Wine Store website. I couldn't find anything on this wine online. Nothing. It was really weird, and that's the first time that's ever happened to me. You can usually find, even for some obscure wines, you can usually find something somewhere. But I did pull up some information about because I was curious about, well, Pays d'Auc. What does that mean? What does that mean? What this means, actually, and I'll throw that up again here. Wrong item. Where is that? Here he is. What that means is it's basically tells you where, what region this the grapes were grown on. The Pays d'Auc basically means wine of the land, or the Pays means wine of the land or the wine of the country, and the country de d'Auc, the country of France, and this is indication geographic protégé. My French is terrible, so I have it's horrible, so I'm not going to try to really read that properly, but it's. What that means is that it comes from the Languedoc-Roussillon wine region. Basically, these grapes are supposed to come from there. The indication geographique protégé, or what's known as the IGP, is basically a designation that's given by the EU for what region the wine comes from, which region the grapes are grown in to make the wine. Not necessarily what region the wine is made in, but from where the grapes come from, apparently. So that's my understanding of it. But I learned something today. I did, in my quest to learn more about this wine. So we're going to go ahead and open up this wine. And to do so, I have my Cooper's Hawk Genuine Crystal Glass from the Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurant in Orlando, Florida. And, of course, this one, I'm not going to need my corkscrew this time, my mechanical corkscrew. We last few weeks have been like this. We just have a twist cap. So I'm going to go ahead and open this up and set that aside for a moment. And then, of course, I'm going to use my aerator, my Veneto Wine Lovers aerator from the Veneto Wine Lovers set. Which, by the way, if you're interested, you can pick this up for $19.99 on Amazon, and I do have a link to it. Actually, I do have a couple of links to it on my website at drinkwithrick.com. If you go ahead and purchase it, a few cents of it might go to me, and then that can help pay for the expenses of keeping the wine stream going. But you don't have to. You don't have to. It's cool. But I would appreciate it. It would be much appreciated if you did. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and pour this. And I'm pouring it in here just a little bit. So now we'll take a look at the color of this wine. And before we go there, let's see if I've got anyone else in the chat. Let this breathe for a moment or two. Let's see. Nothing going on Facebook. Twitch is pretty quiet. Looks like everything's active. We've got anything going on Twitter. We've got folks. I guess we have folks watching on Twitter here. But let's go ahead and take a look at this wine. Let me get a little closer shot of this. Here we go. This is... supposedly, it's a light-bodied wine. It looks a little more medium-bodied to me. Now, once again, it might be the lights because we have the studio lights in here. It's fairly light-bodied. I guess when I'm looking down into the glass, it's somewhat light-bodied. It's okay. And when I hold it up here, it looks a little more medium-bodied because that's just the way the lights are going. But fairly light-bodied. We've got, I haven't done this in a while, right? And that's mainly because as far as tiers are concerned, as far as the legs are concerned, I don't consider that really, really important. So it's just fun to do, I guess. So it looks, it's pretty light bodied. It really is. Let's see. Oh, and before we get into it, while it's breathing for a minute, I wanted to mention the price. I have the Chateau de Bouchot on Wine Store. They have it listed at $9.99 is the net price. And I'll tell you exactly what I paid for it. I paid, let me get back over here too. There we go. I paid $9.99. That was it. Yeah. No surprise there, right? Because I purchased it from Wine Store. And I believe, as Matt would say, if you were here, $9.99 every day. All right. And let me give it a little whiff. And it's fruity. It's to be expected with a Pinot. It's fruity, and it's also rather aromatic in the sense that it's rather perfumey. Of course, it could be my hands. I put some lotion on my hands before we started, so it could be my hands. All right. Yeah, I think it is a little perfumey. Let's give it a taste. Okay. About this wine, let me have a little bit more, actually. It's, you know, it's very berry to be expected. But when I went, oh, and I wanted to say, hi, Phil. Phil, it's great to that you joined us here. Great to see you. And stick around. Stick around. We're going to toast. We're going to do some toasting. We're going to toast some mutual friends of ours as well. And one of their accomplishments here recently. So stick around. This is, let me get one more slight tasting of this. Just to make sure. Okay, here's what happened. And I'm going to explain to you what I'm tasting in this wine. When I went in there for that initial tasting, as I said before, I just came in right off the road, took a small tasting, and right away I tasted strawberry in the wine, which I thought was kind of unusual because you're going to find berries in the wine, but usually things like cherries and blackberries and you know, blueberries and all kinds of other berries and things like that. But I don't think I've ever had a Pinot where I've actually tasted a strawberry. Now, when I took my first taste here a few moments ago, that's what I was tasting for. I want to see if that was, if that really was what I was tasting, or maybe I was just on the road too long that day. But there is, it's not as strong as it was that day, so it probably was my palate at the time. But I do taste a hint of strawberry in here, just a little bit, slight. But I taste a lot of other things in here as well. And among those, definitely some, there is some blackberry, and kind of a mix, a berry mix in here, but it's also, it's kind of acidic and it has some tannins. The tannins are good. I want to know what they say here at a wine store, what they said that, oh yeah, they do pick out the black. They pick out black cherry in here, I think is what they say. Yeah, black cherry. Oh, yeah, I guess that might be what I'm tasting here is black cherry, but I thought it tastes a little bit closer to blackberry and strawberry to me. That was just what I picked out. Now, a couple other things I tasted in here. A little slight hint of plum, maybe. Slight hint of plum. I would say some earthy scents to it. Some earthy scents. It's a little earthy. And it has some spices, some different spices in it. I'm going to try a little bit more of this just to see if I can pick out some of the spices. But there seem to be a mix of spices in here. Yeah, I want to seem to be quite a mix. So I can pick out anything in particular. Some earth, definitely some earth tones in here, and there are some tannins. It's not heavy on the tannins, kind of medium to light on the tannins. Not bad, but I did a little checking around. Pinot Noirs in general, you like some lighter dishes like chicken and some lighter pastas and some you don't want to go too heavy meats on some of the with the Pinot, although you can. Pinot Noirs kind of mix up with a lot of different foods, but they go with some cheeses like let's see, some chicken dishes and some things like that. But I have a platter. What I have with me tonight is this. I have some Gouda. I have that creamy Gouda that I like so much. I was going to try it with that. I think generally it pairs better with a Gruyere, but we're going to try it with the Gouda and see how that works because this is not a smoked Gouda. This is more of a creamy Gouda. I also have some smoked cheddar. We'll see how that works. Usually a medium to sharp cheddar goes better with a Pinot, but I think this smoked cheddar might work. Also, I have some Parmesan chicken, wings that I purchased from the local restaurant here. We had it last night, when this is kind of like leftovers, but it's pretty good chicken. And also, my wife Chi made this. It's a Tuscany chicken and beef with pasta. It's like a Tuscany chicken, creamy Tuscany chicken kind of thing. So that might go well, especially with the chicken. I think they may go very, very well with this wine. So we're going to try it in just a moment. Let's check in the meantime, see who else we have going on in the chat. And Quiet on YouTube. And Courtney's joined us in the chat. Courtney, I'm happy to see you here. It's good to see you. And Courtney says, hey, Rick, been wanting to try the wine. You know what? I think you should. It's actually a pretty nice French wine. But once again, I am a little bit mystified. We did try that wine some time back. I'm a little mystified that there really isn't anything on this wine anywhere on the internet, at least not that I could find. And I spent a good deal of time searching on Google for some information on the wine. Wine Store seemed to be the only place that had any information on this Pinot at all. So I thought that was a little unusual, because I'm used to finding a lot of information, or at least some information, on just about any wine out there. So I thought that was something different. Anyway, let's try it with, I'm going to try it with this chicken, just a minute, this Parmesan chicken, because it's light. It's Parmesan, probably better with a, you know, let's say like a Merlot or something, but it's a good chicken, by the way. Came from a local restaurant here. Okay, that's an interesting pairing. I think the Parmesan cheese throws it off just a little bit, but the chicken with the fried chicken, the way it's prepared, it's actually okay. I think this goes okay with a fried chicken. Not bad. I mean, I'd probably go with a white wine with a fried chicken, but this is okay. Not too bad. Let's try it with the Tuscany chicken and pasta. I'll have to use two hands for this. This is part of my messy. See, this is the embarrassing part of the wine stream, is where I'm sitting here eating on camera. You can watch me shove food in my mouth, and it's just my eating habits. That's embarrassing, isn't it? It's like on a first date with somebody, and you're just like, you know, you got to be very, very careful. You want to put on your best impression, and then when you're looking across the table at your date, and you say, I mean, I don't want to embarrass myself by eating something, you know, that's going to make me look like a slob. And sometimes there's some foods that no matter what you do, that's how it's going to look. This is very good, by the way. My wife, I think it's the second time she's made it, and it's really, she did a fine job on it. I like this, by the way. She has some peppers and some other things in here. I think she's got a little bit of spinach, maybe some mushroom or something. I'm not sure exactly what all she has in here in the sauce, because it's in kind of a white, creamy sauce. And but it's very good. I like it. It pairs very well with this wine. Have to try some more of that later. She has some beef in here, too. I think I'm going to stick with the chicken, but I am going to try it with a little bit of this Gouda cheese, because we've had this cheese in the last couple of streams. It went very, very well with those wines. I'm thinking it's probably going to go okay with this one as well. Yeah, I think I like it. I like it good with the Gouda. We'll try a little bit with the... we'll try a little bit with the smoked cheddar. That's from Hickory Farms. Hickory Farms. Okay, I like it with a smoked cheddar. It's actually pretty good with the smoked cheddar. You know, to show you a little bit what I've been eating here, the Gouda is this. This is the Gouda. It's a Trader Joe's double cream Gouda cheese. It's gone very, very well with several of the wines that we've had here so far on the wine stream. I can't say it would be a great pairing with every wine, but it goes very well with the last few we've tried. Let's see. We tried it with the Chelsea, and I loved it with that Chelsea. That was the Merlot. And then we had it also with the Excelsior, which was a Cab, and the Man, which was a Pinotage wine. And I think this, we tried it with about four different wines. We tried it with Napa Valley Quill last week as well, and I liked that also. I think this cheese pairs well with a lot of different wines. I really like that Gouda cheese. It actually is my favorite Gouda. So it's Gouda. And my lovely wife, Chi, has joined us in the chat. Hi, Chi. It's great to see you. I guess you made it back with Tia okay. She was out at the mall picking up my daughter from work. So you must be back already. And Tommy's out working tonight, too, so he'll be home a little bit later. And let's see. You know what? Let's go ahead with the birthdays because I'm eager to toast a lot of different people this week. I have a lot of... A lot of friends to toast, and I think, you know, Winestar had their opening, by the way, their new opening in Raleigh, and I want to congratulate them on their new store, too. Congratulations. And so let's get right to the birthdays. First of all, my niece, Joyce Marie, her birthday was just the other day. And I wanted to take a moment to say happy birthday to Joycey. Happy birthday. This is for you, Joyce. And I don't think she's watching. She's probably not watching now. She's off enjoying her birthday weekend, I guess. But you know, later on, she catches it later. Joyce, here's to you. Happy birthday to my wonderful niece, Joyce. And I also want to say happy birthday to D Banner, D Banner's birthday. And Phil, I believe you know D as well from WFL years and years ago. D, this is for you. Happy birthday to D. And you know what? I also want to say happy birthday to Mike, my friend Mike Smith. From the Mike Tech Show, he's been doing this live streaming and podcasting thing for just as long as I've been doing podcasting, which is over 13 years. And Mike, he's into tech. He's an IT guy, and he's been doing his show for a long, long time. And I've followed his show quite a bit over the years. And his birthday is, I think, what is it? What's his birthday? I think it is yesterday, I think, today, yesterday. In any case, Mike, I want to say happy birthday to you. It might be upcoming. No, it's tomorrow, I think. I think it's tomorrow, as a matter of fact, right? If it is, happy birthday to you again, Mike. Really great guy, and he definitely knows his stuff. Happy birthday, Mike. And... also on Tuesday, an old friend of mine, back from I knew him when I was a kid, went to church together. Ted Duke, I want to say happy birthday to you. I believe your birthday is Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. Happy birthday! Here's to you, Ted. Hope you're doing well. Hope your family's doing well. And someone else who I want to toast And Phil, you know who I'm talking about now. Mark Mitchell. Mark Mitchell's birthday is Friday. Happy birthday to you, Mark. Happy, happy birthday. I hope you're doing well. Hope you have a great birthday. And Mark, I appreciated working with him for many years as well at WFL. I have a lot of friends from WFL, Channel 35 back in the day. Anyway, Mark Mitchell, once again, here's to you. I hope your birthday's really great. And, you know, I want to get to congratulations. I have a couple of people to congratulate. I still have plenty of wine in the bottle. So we will congratulate them. I hope I have enough wine for all of this tonight, folks. I want to say congratulations to Mike and Carol McKee. To Mike and Carol. Mike and Carol, they just finished a new house. They just, in fact, I think they just finished it and moved in. And I want to say congratulations to Mike and Carol. I think that's really, really, that's a great move. Pardon the pun, but I think that it's great that you've got your place, home of your dreams, and you're living the dream. That's just great. I want to say congratulations to both of you. And by the way, that was a great choice of wine to celebrate with. They had a photograph of the wine that they were celebrating with in their new home. It was a Camus. It was a Camus Cabernet, Camus Cab. And I love Camus wines. Very, very good wines. That was an excellent choice for toasting their new home and for celebrating. So I want to say congratulations once again. And, good choices. Very good. Excellent. And I want to give some kudos to my friend Gordon Firemark, and he's fairly regular here on the show as well on the wine stream, and Gordon is he's kind of like our in the podcast world our resident legal expert on podcasting. And that sort of thing. He's kind of a go-to guy for legal advice in regards to podcasters. Gordon has done this. He started this 30 Days of Gratitude. And what he's doing is every day for 30 days, he's doing what's called the Gratitude Challenge, hashtag Gratitude Challenge. And every day for 30 days, he gets on every day for a few minutes and talks about something that he's grateful for. I think this is really, really awesome. It really is. You know, it's very refreshing to see someone do that because, you know, I get on Facebook and I get on YouTube and a lot of different social media venues, and there are all kinds of videos. People pump out all kinds of videos every day. I mean, millions of videos are being put out there, and a lot of it are rants about this and rants about that and trying to catch somebody doing something wrong or talk about what they hate or what they don't like, that sort of thing, a lot of political stuff, a lot of other nonsense. And I think it's really, really refreshing that here is Gordon, instead of doing that kind of thing, he gets on and he uses his social media space and his streaming to do something really, really positive, which is to simply get on for a few minutes every day and talk about what he's grateful for. You know, what he's grateful to, you know, the things in his life that have given him gratitude that he's thankful for. And I think that's a really cool thing. Now, he's on day 16, I think, of this challenge as of the date of this wine stream. But if you get a chance, check it out. Check it out. The hashtag he's using is Gratitude Challenge. And I don't know that much. I guess it's something that it's a challenge that's going around. But I want to say that kudos to you, Gordon, because I think more people should be doing that instead of getting on and talking about what's wrong with the world what's bad, and you know, like I said, we don't talk about politics, we don't talk about religion on the show, we don't talk about that kind of stuff. We want to talk about things that bring people together, not things that tear people apart. I see too much of that, especially on Facebook, of all the divide, you know, the things that people don't like about this, particularly politics and stuff. We're just so sick of it. As a matter of fact, my wife told me this morning, she says, oh, I'm just so tired. She doesn't want to listen to the news anymore. She's tired of hearing about all that stuff. It's just, it's not just depressing, but sometimes it just makes you, it really just kind of makes you want to turn off all that stuff for a while and just take a breather, because isn't there anything positive that brings people together anymore? And that's one of the things that this wine stream is about. That's one of the reasons I do this wine stream. I want to do something that's going to bring people together, not tear them apart. And I think the more people that get online and do things like that, that put down all their political differences, that put down their you know, religious differences, that put down their all the other opinions and their hater speak and that kind of thing, and pick up, you know, the microphone and the camera and talk about good things, talk about positive things. I think the more people that do that, I think a better world with this would be. Don't you? I think so. I mean, I think that's just my opinion, but I think so. I think we should all talk about things that bring us together. And Gordon, I commend you for doing just that. So here's to Gordon on his 30 days, the gratitude challenge. That's much appreciated. And I'm thankful. I am grateful that you are doing the gratitude challenge. I am grateful for that. Here's to you. Now, and look at me, because I've got my coasters. I have three coasters sitting here. Put them, three coasters, and they're all on this side. And here are my wine glasses over on the other side. And which is a bad thing, because here I am making a mess on the table on my desk, and I don't have a coaster. It's the one area I don't have a coaster on it. Now I do. I really should keep this over here, and it's safer anyway, because I have fewer things over here, fewer gadgets, fewer, you know, I've got my Stream Deck switcher over here, and I have keyboards and all kinds of stuff over here. It's really safe for me to keep it over there, but I'm right-handed, so it's the natural inclination is to keep it right here, just like I'm sitting at the dinner table, to keep it right next to me. But I keep wanting to do that. I'm just going to have to. I've got to work on that a little bit. Anyway, and I am using my Drink with Rick coasters, my genuine Drink with Rick coasters. Look, I'm going to be giving more of these out as time goes on. Of course, we have the holiday seasons coming up on us. And I am planning on the wine stream to do a couple of things. I'm going to do some giveaways. I'm going to spend some time giving away some stuff to all my friends to join me on the stream. And so you know, get in the chat and participate. Email me, whatever, you know. I'm going to do some giveaways. We're going to give away some more of these. People really like these. I've given quite a few of these away so far, and everyone seems to really, really like these. I've depleted most of the supply I had, but I'm going to order some more. And apparently they went over big. So I've got some more on the way. I'm going to do that. Think about doing a t-shirt or two, some other stuff. I am going to be giving away a weather radio. I'm thinking about giving away a weather radio on live on the stream towards the middle of the holidays. So we're gonna have some fun. I'm gonna do some give away some free stuff. So keep checking in, participating, and maybe we'll win something. All right. Well, what else do I have here? Oh yes, I have the National Days coming up. But before I do that, you remember that a couple weeks ago I did a review on a book called Start Ugly that was by Chris Kremitzos, and I really, really liked that book, really talked it up and promoted it. I gave it to my son for him to read as well. I'm going to pass it around a little bit more, but I want to do the same thing with that book that I talked about a moment or two ago with Weather Radio is I plan to get a second copy. I'm going to buy a second copy of that book and give it away to someone. And what I'd like for you to do is email me or in the chat, whatever. Tell me something that you've done in your life that you've been putting off, that you've been procrastinating on, and something that you would like to do, something that you always really, really wanted to do but didn't want to do it because you were really, really worried about failure, failing at it, or worried that nobody would like it, or it wouldn't get good reviews, or it wouldn't work. Tell me your story. Tell me something about something that you've always wanted to do, a dream you've always had, or an idea that you've had that you've wanted to do, but you just haven't gotten around to doing it. Send those to me. I'm going to read them and do it live in the chat. I'm going to collect all of these, and I'm going to pick someone from randomly from that, and I'm going to send you a free copy of the Start Ugly book. And let me see if I have a shot of this here somewhere. I'm pretty sure I do somewhere. I had it last week. I don't know where I put it. All right, so I don't have it in front of me. So I think this would be a good thing for you to have to help you out and help you get started, because I'd like for you to realize your dreams. I'd like for you to realize your ideas. The Start Ugly book gave me an idea. Well, didn't give me an idea. I had the ideas, but it gave me an incentive to start something that I had been wanting to start for a long time. A couple of things that I wanted to start for a long time and had been putting off. And I've started it. And I thought to myself, I have all these ideas. I have a bucket list of ideas. Why don't I see if I can try to do all these things that I wanted to do and start ugly on all of them? So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take one thing a month at this point, one thing a month that I've wanted to do, a project a month, and just go ahead and start it and just do it and see where it goes. And that's my start ugly challenge, I should say. See, as Gordon is doing his gratitude challenge, I'm going to try to do something similar to that. I'm going to do a Start Ugly challenge and start a new thing every month to try to accomplish something new every month that I've always wanted to do but have just not gotten around to doing it. So that's what I'm going to work on. And I want to help you. So I'm going to give away a copy of Start Ugly by Chris Kremetzos to whoever can, send me your ideas. Tell me what you want to do that you've been putting off. I'll look them all over. And let's say probably what I'll do is the wine stream before the holidays, next to the last one of the year, I guess, we'll give that book away. I'll choose someone at random and I'll give the book away. Sound good? Anyway, so that's my... That's my start ugly thing. In the meantime, it also gave me another reason. I've been reading, I purchased this book as well, Crushing Debt. This is a book by my friend Sean Yesner, who is an attorney down in Florida. He's a bankruptcy attorney and a financial attorney. He has written a book called Crushing Debt, 9 Strategies to Eliminate Financial Bullies. I just finished this book. I purchased this book a few months ago. Hadn't gotten around to reading it yet, but I went ahead and finished reading it. The last week or so, I started reading it. I finished it. I finished reading it today, as a matter of fact. And I like the book. There's some really good points to be made. I think it's a really good book. But I'm going to do a full review on this. See, here I am. I'm doing the review now. I'm going to do a full review on this in the next wine stream. It gave me an idea. I said, maybe once a month I can pick up a book and do a book review during the wine stream. Do a book review. See if it's any good. See if it's any bad. It's going to be a fair review. And see if it's something I recommend or not recommend. We'll see. What do you think of that? Book reviews? I like to drink wine while I'm reading. Now, sometimes I don't get too far into the book because I'll drink some wine and I'm reading the book, and then, you know, I've got a little soft music playing, and the next thing I know, it's morning because I fell asleep and the book's still sitting here on my chest. I fall asleep and I'm like, oh, wow, fell asleep. I don't remember when that happened. But, and that's a good way to go to sleep. You know, it's and actually a better way to sleep than trying to watch TV to put you to sleep. I think it's actually more relaxing. But I've spent many a night reading, and I'm either drinking a glass of wine or I'm drinking some tea or something that's going to relax me. And it's a great way to relax, right? So a book review and a little wine, I think that's I think that goes well together. So we'll give that a try. We're going to do one once every month. I'm going to review this one next week. I'll review it next week because it wasn't really set up for this week, but I'll review it next week, and then I'll tell you what I think of it and whether or not I recommend the book, and we'll go from there. But I just want to give you a heads up because I think I'm going to make this a regular thing. After the success with reviewing Start Ugly and the last wine stream, I think I'm just going to make this a regular thing, a little segment. And let me know what you think. If you like that idea, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know too. Yeah, because I take your recommendations seriously, and I want you to keep watching, keep listening. And if you don't like it, well, then I don't want to do it if you don't like it. But if it sounds like a pretty good idea, we'll give it a try for a while and see where that goes. Well, let's see. Anyone else in the chat here? Let's check YouTube. Nothing much going on YouTube. It's kind of quiet everywhere tonight. People are watching. People are watching. They're just quietly, I guess they're quietly drinking wine. Enjoy. Don't be shy. Tell me what's going on. I am going to do the national days, right? Right now. I'm going to toast some national days because there's some interesting national days to toast. And I guess I'd better fill up my wine glass just for that. So let's fill this up a little. And let's look at the national days. Coming up. Let's see, today, November 16th, was National Fast Food Day. You know, there are some wines that go okay with fast foods. There are, and I know there are a lot of people that drink wine with fast food. They'll go out and they'll get a, you know, they'll go out and get Chinese, and then they'll have a little wine with that, or a little sake. Sake can go good with Chinese food sometimes, even though that's a Japanese drink, more or less. I know that some people will have a hamburger. They'll have a burger or even McDonald's or something. You know, a burger with a nice red wine. You know, you pair your wines with what you like, right? What works well. So, and a Pinot can go good with some fast foods. It can. It can, depending on what it is. But here's a National Fast Food Day. And having said that, some fast foods don't really go that well. I mean, they're not good for you. So you got to be careful what you're having as far as fast food is concerned. But let's see what else we have here in going on in November. It's also National Button Day. National Button Day. Now, I'm not sure which kind of button they're talking about. I don't know if they're talking about buttons on a shirt or clothing, or if they're talking about a pinback button. Which, by the way, pinback buttons. This was not intended to be a segue. It was an unintentional thing. But since it's there, you know, we have pinback buttons here. Tommy and I have both made pinback buttons for our shows. Like I've got one for Drink with Rick, right here. I don't know if you can see it that well. Here we go. A little bit better there. I've got a photo of it somewhere. It's buried down in there somewhere. But this is a Drink with Rick button. And Tommy's made buttons for his Cube Command podcast. I like what I have here. Really, really nice buttons. These were made by Button Gnome. It's Taylor, who's a friend of mine. She makes the buttons on the side. She's the Button Gnome, G-N-O-M-E, Gnome. And she does a fabulous job making buttons. I haven't talked about her or the buttons for a long time, but I just thought I'd mention it here. By the way, I don't get anything for that. Trust me. I don't get paid for that endorsement. I'm just saying that the buttons are kind of cool. But here's to National Button Day. People collect buttons. Those are known as pinback buttons. And then you have regular buttons that a lot of people collect, just buttons, buttons. National Button Day. National Indiana Day. Okay, didn't we toast National Virginia Day or something sometime back? Now we have a National Indiana Day. National Indiana Day. I don't have anything against Indiana. I really don't. So we'll toast National Indiana Day. November 17th is National Baklava Day, which is a favorite dessert of mine, baklava. I love baklava. It's great stuff. Don't have it very often, but here's National Baklava Day. One of the reasons I don't have it very often is because I'm not supposed to be eating a lot of nuts and things, and then I do. I'll eat the peanuts and stuff, but I'm not supposed to go too crazy on the nuts. Doctor's orders, I got to go easy on that kind of stuff. But every once in a while, it's nice to have some baklava. National Take a Hike Day. I will drink to that. I will definitely drink to that. Before I do drink to that, let me see if my good friend Charles is in the chat. I don't see Charles in the chat tonight, but Charles and I have taken a couple of hikes in the past. I have done day hikes with friends. I've done day hikes with family before. And I like going on hikes. I like hiking. It's good. National Hiking Day. I will drink to that. Now, when I go on a hike, I have yet to ever take a bottle of wine with me. I'm usually taking water. And the reason for that is obvious, because when you're going on a hike, especially for a couple of days or so, you can't be too frivolous about what you're bringing along. You have to bring along the bare essentials, pretty much. You've got to be careful. Pack only what you need. Pack only what is essential. So, I know. Wine is essential. Okay, I know. But trust me, if you're on a 2 or 3 day hike, you really kind of want to, when I say essential, I'm talking about things like basic food and water and stuff that you can pack lightly. Bottle of wine is not light to pack. So if they can come up with a way to come up with little packets of wine that you can bring along in your backpack, because you really want to keep, here's the thing, when you're packing all kinds of gear on there, and you can hit 50 pounds and more on a backpack carrying all the stuff you need to take. Just bare essentials can be an easy 50-pound pack or more. So you have to be very, very selective and very careful about what you pack for a long hiking trip. And, a bottle of wine, it's just that's too much weight. It really is. And so if they can come up with ways to pack little packets of wine that you can have in the woods, I'm all for that. I haven't seen it, but and if it exists, I'd like to know about it. Let me know if you know of some of wine that exists like that. But right now, when it comes to packing wine, that's really more of a luxury on a camping trip. It's a nice luxury. I'd love to carry some wine with me on a camping trip or on a backpack, on a hiking trip, on a weekend hike, out in the woods or up the mountains or something. But if you can find a way to do that and not have it weigh you down too much, that would be great. But I think for the most part, when I go on a hiking trip, I'm probably leaving the wine at home most of the time. Just because it's a lot to carry. It really is. Let's see. What do we have here? November 17th is National – I already covered that. National Homemade Bread Day. National Homemade Bread Day. I love homemade bread. And I'll tell you someone else who makes good homemade bread, and that is my beautiful wife, Chi. She can make some really good homemade bread. Oh, it smells so good when she's making it. She made last week, a couple weeks ago, I think, she made some pumpkin bread, which was just absolutely awesome. It was awesome. I love the pumpkin. I didn't get a whole lot of it because I think we ate through it very quickly, the four of us. And my daughter and my son were really scarfing that down. But, the pumpkin bread was really, really good. So she does a fabulous job making some breads. And she made a pizza tonight. I don't think the crust was homemade this time, but she made a really, really nice pizza. I was really impressed with it. She did a great job on that. Anyway, here's to National Homemade Bread Day. And November 18th, we're going to go down to November 18th because there's a couple of things. National Princess Day. National Vicky Soice Day. I don't know. And then there's Mickey Mouse Birthday. Did you know that November 18th is the birthday of Mickey Mouse? Now, I know the story of Mickey and how Mickey came out. I think most everyone knows the story by now. But, of course, we were taught that story. And I knew it when I was a kid. I knew the real story because I was very, very much a fan of Walt Disney. Very much a fan of Uncle Walt. And I would say, here's to Mickey Mouse's birthday. Happy birthday, Mickey. I can't believe I'm toasting a cartoon mouse. Yeah, just wait till it's Bugs Bunny's birthday. Then we'll really have a ball. Because I like Bugs Bunny too. And Elmer Fudd. Different studio. Completely different studio. But Mickey Mouse. I don't want to go there now. I don't have enough time this wine stream to go there. But I'll just say happy birthday, Mickey. November 19th, National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. I love caffeine. I'm not that much on carbonated beverages. I've really cut down on that quite a bit, and it's really helped me health-wise. I think I'll skip that one. Believe it or not, I'm going to skip toasting that one. But I will toast National Play Monopoly Day. I love Monopoly. It's a great game. Introduced my kids to it. We bought a Monopoly game, and we all played Monopoly as a family for the first time sometime back. We've done it a couple times. And it's a fun game. I used to play Monopoly with my brother Mike. Here's a National Monopoly Day, by the way. Okay, a short story. And I'll try to make it as short as I can. And Ron is in the chat. Ron, it's great to see you. Thanks for joining us. And stick around. It's good to see you in the chat. Okay, National Monopoly Day. Let me tell you a little short story about that. About once a year or so, my family, you know, I'm talking about my family, I'm talking about when I was growing up, and there were eight of us in the house, my mom, my dad, and my three brothers and two sisters and myself. I was the eldest of the family. I still am. Okay, I still am. We would get together and play a game of Monopoly, which would last approximately, I don't know, about 2 hours or so until my dad got tired of it and my mom got tired of it. But we would play Monopoly, and my brother and myself, my brother Michael and I would basically, because we were pretty good at Monopoly, we're pretty ruthless at the game, we would essentially bankrupt everybody on the board. And then it would be my brother and myself playing the game. And we would be playing with each other and breaking all the rules of Monopoly to play, of course. And we had our own house rules, so to speak. And because of that, because we had our own house rules, we would turn it into a, Monopoly between the two biggest players. And we would take the game at that point, which would be going on till about 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock midnight or so. We would retire with the game to our room. Now, we shared a bedroom back in that day. We shared a bedroom, and we roomed with each other, and we would set up the Monopoly board and continue the game. After we wiped everyone else off the board, we would continue the game to try to beat each other out in the game. This would go on for a couple of days. The two of us would, breaking every rule of Monopoly in the book, we would continue the game till the morning, till the next day. At least throughout the next day, and it seems I remember we did it for like 2 days or something. We were just playing Monopoly with each other to try to win the game. And I recalled once I won. I don't remember if he won another time or not, but it was a long a battle between two how should I say. Millionaires that were left after everyone else was run off the board playing Monopoly. And like I said, we were playing by our own rules then at that point, and it became a real free-for-all. And that's probably why the game did not end when it should have. And but it was a lot of fun. We had fun doing it. It was just a fun game. And anyway, here's the National Monopoly Band. Don't know why I brought that up, but once again, this is a stream of consciousness show, and it's my stream of consciousness. National Monopoly Day. So, anyone else in the chat on YouTube? No. Okay. So, we'll stick with Facebook for a while. Anyway, I've toasted most of the days I want to toast. There are some other days. There is actually one more day I think I would like to toast, which is coming up, which is okay. There is a November 20th. Which what is that? I don't know. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, it's sometime down the road. It is National Absurdity Day. Kind of like this wine stream. Well, that's the absurdity of it. We're going to toast National Absurdity Day because there is so much in this world that is just absurd. It really is. Here's a National Absurdity Day. I think that'll do it for the national days. There is another, there are two more people that I would like to toast tonight. I would like to, and neither of them are here in the chat tonight. They may be watching later. But I would like to toast my sister Gina, who I'm not going to go into it, but she is she's had a pretty challenging week or so, the past week, and I've been thinking about her a lot. I know she's doing okay now, and I know she'll continue to do just fine, but I love my sister, and I love both my sisters, by the way. I don't want to leave out Penny, but they're great people, and I've known them both all my life. I've known them all their lives, and I want to say that here's to you, Gina. I'm thinking about you. I hope you're doing well, and thank you for being my sister. I'm glad you're my sister. And I also want to toast my friend Anthony. Anthony, who is also my boss, one of my bosses, and who I work with. And he's been under the weather lately. And I want to say here's to you, Anthony, and I hope you have a speedy recovery. Hope you're doing all right. Here's to you. Anthony's a great guy. He really is. So anyway, so I wanted to make a mention briefly about, because I talked about before about weather radios, and we're doing some stuff at where I work on my day job by 28radios.com. And I don't have my weather radio here in front of me, but I've got to get it charged up, and we're coming into the winter. And, you know, the last few days of hurricane season, sometimes you get that last-minute hurricane, and hopefully we won't get anything like that, but it has happened in the past, so just be careful, be on the lookout. But we're coming into winter, and it's going to be some inclement weather, and they've already had snowstorms up, I think, up in the Northwest, And we've had some pretty cold weather here. If you don't have a weather radio, get a weather radio. And, of course, you know, for full disclosure, I work for buy2wayradios.com. You don't have to buy it from us, of course. You can just buy a weather radio. But if you do buy it from us, you know, you do get 5% off with the promo code WINESHOW. Use the promo code WINESHOW, and you'll get an additional 5% off the purchase of a weather radio. And actually, and you didn't hear it from me, but pretty much any item on the site. So if you're into ham radio, if you're into marine radios, you've got a boat, and you know, recreational boating, you're into marine radios. If you're into GMRS radios, if you're into FRS radios, you're looking for a set of radios to get the kids for the holidays as a gift. They make great gifts, by the way. You know, you can use the promo code WINESHOW and you'll get 5% off on all of that. So just to let you know, that's good stuff. So I think I'm going to have a little bit more of this, but then I'm going to cap this bottle because I think it's time. I don't want to go too far down in the bottle here. I really don't. And I've gone down too far, farther than I really plan to. Once again, we are drinking the Chasseau de Bouchot Pinot Noir. And this is a wine that is... See, I can tell you, I've probably already had too much of this wine, right? This is the Chasseau de Bouchot Pinot Noir. It is a 2018. Supposed to be a Pinot, but there's not a whole lot of information on this wine that I've had. I purchased it at a wine store for $9.99, and that's about the only place that I've found it. So if you're interested in trying this wine, and Courtney, I'm pretty sure you are, as you said before, you say you've been wanting to try the wine, try it. But I tell you what, it's pretty good. I like it. It's okay. And it goes pretty well. It pairs pretty well with the Toscana chicken that my wife made with the pasta. It goes pretty well with that Gouda cheese that I showed you just a moment ago accidentally. And it goes, and actually goes pretty well with the Hickory Farms smoked cheddar cheese as well. I like that. I don't know that it would be a great pairing for steak, but for a burger, I think it'd be all right. I think it'd be all right for a burger. Mostly things like chicken, I think. Because I tried it with a couple of different things. Chicken, I think it went okay with the fried chicken. I liked it with the fried chicken. So I like that. So I think this is a pretty decent wine. Yeah, $9.99 from winestore-online.com. And once again, I have not found anywhere else where it's available. So if you're interested in trying this wine, and I really recommend that you do, because I'll tell you, and let me know, if you do try this wine, if you get it, take a taste and tell me if you think you taste strawberry in it. Because I tasted, in my first taste, I definitely tasted strawberry. And that's what threw me off. That's why I bought the wine. It threw me off. Now, going down into the bottle of wine, I can taste some other berries. I can taste some blackberry, and I can black cherry a little bit. I can taste a few other things. There's some light tannins in it. It's not heavy on the tannins. It says light tannins. It's a little bit earthy. It's kind of earthy. Maybe a little bit of mushroom in there, I would say. It's probably okay. But I think it is a pretty decent wine. I'm not going to say that it's my favorite wine, but I'd say it's a pretty decent wine. I have my favorites. I do have my favorites. Some of them are right behind me. And I tell you what, though, almost all my favorites, either came from someplace like Cooper's Hawk or from Wine Store so far. And yeah, I do have a few other favorite wines. I like some of the Biltmore wines. I like some of those. I like the Josh wines. I love the Camus wines. Camus is great. And a lot of those are actually available from Wine Store. And, you know, I mentioned a Wine Store. Okay, just to clean the slate here a little bit, I talk about Wine Store all the time. I really do. I do. You know, you hear about it all the time from me. I'm not paid by Wine Store to do this. It just happens to be one of my favorite places to go. The people are great. Trish and Molly, they're really great they're really great people, and they'll help you out. They're really, really helpful. All the people there at Wine Store are very helpful. I know that I talk about them a lot. I just happen to like the place. It's like I've developed a real liking for Wine Store. And it's not the only place I shop. I buy wines from Total Wine, or as I affectionately call them, Total Wino. I buy some wines from Harris Teeter. Of course, I still buy wines from Trader Joe's. I buy a lot of wine, I can almost hear my wife nodding her head. I like a lot of wine. But no, to be honest, I haven't actually been to Total Wine much lately, and I haven't been to Harris Teeter a lot lately to buy my wines. I still go to Trader Joe's sometimes. But it seems to me that Thursday nights, that's where I'm going to, is a wine store in Blakeney. And I'm not just being honest about it. Just because I really like, I like the store. I like the atmosphere. I like the layout, the design, the way they worked it out. It's very customer friendly, very easy to find what you're looking for. But the people there are very, very helpful. And I appreciate that. And they're really nice people. And the first time you go in there and they learn your name, they know your name. That's very cool. That's very cool. Call me shill if you want. I'm not a paid shill. They're not paying me for it. I'll just say that personal, it's a personal endorsement. It's a personal unpaid endorsement, for Wine Store. Mike has joined us in the chat. It's great to see you, Mike. Mike, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. You know, I did toast you earlier, but just in case you missed it, I don't do this all the time. Okay, I do this sometimes. And I said I wasn't going to drink anymore, but I have to toast this gentleman one more time. Mike, I want to say happy birthday to you. Mike, he is the man. He is kind of, I'm going to gush on Mike a little bit. Mike says, thank you. You're welcome. Look, thank you. Let me tell you something about Mike. And I know I talked about Mike earlier in the stream, but he was, in some ways, he was my inspiration for doing the wine stream. For so many years, I'm not going to go into it now, but for those who have known my history doing my first podcast, doing podcasts like The Force Field, for instance, and where The Force Field went, popularity with that, and how I kind of pretty much walked away from it at that point. I'm not going to go into that now, but from the time that I was doing that, and I had watched Mike's show for a long, long time, as long as I was doing The Force Field, even way, way back then, I had really wanted to do what Mike was doing. I wanted to do, because what Mike does is he does his show live. It's a live stream. He does his show live, packages it up as a podcast. It's the Mike Tech Show podcast. But he does it live. And he does a pre-show and a post-show and all that stuff. It's a lot of fun. And Mike, we do a little bit of drinking on the show too sometimes. We used to anyway. Sometimes that's the best part of the show, is the post show. But no, I'm serious. He does a great show. But for a long time, that was something I wanted to do with The Force Field. But I didn't really want to. First of all, I was doing this on a low budget, and I didn't really have the time and energy to spend on it. I didn't really have the money to spend on putting up a streaming system to do this with. It was all kind of pretty much lowest budget. And I'd wanted to do it for a long time. And then when I came up with the idea to do the wine stream, it was Mike was the inspiration for that for the most part, because and also Todd Cochran, because Todd Cochran has been doing his shows live as well for songs almost since the beginning. And so I would watch, sometimes I would watch Mike's show and Todd's shows just to learn from them, to see what they were doing and how they were doing it. And because I said, you know, one of these days when I do my own streaming thing, my own wine stream, I wanted to make sure I did it right. And I wanted to do it perfect. It had to be perfect. Remember? We were talking about Start Ugly. It had to be perfect. And I would kind of overanalyze that a little bit. And because of that, it took me a long, long time. I just never started it because I was so afraid that I would fall flat on my face and that it wouldn't be perfect, that it would be no good, and then it would just be a disaster and it would be a failure, and I would move on. But, you know, watching their shows and studying them, and also Chris's book, Start Ugly, that's what that whole book is about, right? Start Ugly. You don't worry about it. You don't worry about it. You just do it. And then refine it from there. And that's kind of how this show has evolved. If you've seen from the very beginning of the show, it was pretty ugly. And in some cases, it still is. I mean, I've got my mug here, so it can't be real pretty, right? That's my son. See, that's another error I made. I've still got to work on refining this because I've got my phone going, and that's my son telling me. Probably my son telling me that he's on his way home. At some point, you just have to do it. You either do it or you don't do it. And, you know, it's like Yoda says, you know. It's just like, do or do not. There is no try, right? Okay, that's my bad Yoda impression. But that's how it works, right? You do it or you don't do it. And thanks to Mike and thanks to Todd and other people who've done that sort of thing. And it gave me courage to start this wine stream. So I want to say once again, Mike, thank you. You're saying thank you to me. I want to thank you for giving me the courage to do this wine stream. And Gordon has joined us in the chat. Gordon, it's great to see you too. And once again, you missed it. I'll toast you again, Gordon. Yes, Gordon, I did toast you earlier if you missed it. And I toasted your challenge, Gordon here, and once again, Gordon has done the gratitude challenge. I think it's hashtag gratitude challenge. And if you can, check out his videos. I'm grateful that Gordon has done this. And further, it's really I want to say that it's further proof that there still is hope out there for the human race, and particularly in social media, where people can find some good out there, can find something to be positive about. And I like that, Gordon. Keep doing that. I commend you for doing it. Keep doing it. Excellent stuff. So with that, it's going to be time to close the wine stream because I did promise my wife that I wouldn't go too long on it. And I promised her last week I wasn't going to go too long on the wine stream, and I did. Anyway, it was like a two-hour stream. I don't know who's watching me after 2 hours. I have no idea. I don't think I would watch me for 2 hours. So I commend everyone who does, but I want to say thank you to everybody who has endured me for the last almost hour and a half. I appreciate you for being here with me tonight. And once again, we've been drinking the Chazeau de Bouchot Pinot Noir, and this is a French wine. The Pays d'Oc is, and you know, as I explained earlier, the Pays d'Oc means from the region or from the country of, from the area of, you can translate that any way you want, but it basically means from the land of, in this case, of France. And this would be actually from the south of France, southern France. I think it's actually the southern, I don't want to say the region, but I would say the southern coast of France, which be the, I don't know if I can pronounce this right, the Languedoc-Roussillon. That's where the grapes are grown. You know, and before we go, there is one thing I want to mention about that. There is a series called Rotten that's on Netflix. I don't know if you get Netflix, but if you don't get Netflix, it might be worth checking it out just for that series for a while. If you do get Netflix, check out the series Rotten. It's a pretty cool series. I started watching it last year when they did the first season. And what the series is about is they focus on certain aspects of certain industries related to food or food production. And like it could be honey, or it could be like in this year, they did one on wine, on French wines in particular. They did one on, they did like 8 episodes or so each season. It's a short season, but the first season was very, very interesting, where they cover like what actually goes on behind the scenes, like with peanuts, you know, peanut butter and stuff like that, and the nut industry and the honey industry, and a lot of things that people generally don't realize what goes on, what happens, or how these items are brought to your table or brought to your supermarket for you to consume them. And there's a lot of stuff there that's a lot of dirty dealings out there. And there's a lot of, there's some fraud involved. I remember watching one about the fishing industry and the tuna industry and things like that. And talking about how so much of that, there's a lot of fraud involved in that. There's a lot of, there's things that are labeled as tuna that are not necessarily actually tuna. They might be something else, but they're labeled as tuna. And the thing with honey is, they had one episode where they talked about how the honey industry, all the issues with trying to pollinate, using the bees to pollinate various crops in different parts of the country, and how the honey industry, there's been such a shortage that they wind up, in some cases, taking the honey, and it's not necessarily pure honey. They put other things in the honey, mixing it with other items, and some of those items are not necessarily that healthy for you or good for you. So you think you're making, and that's me. I've been on a diet, the non-diet diet, right? And you think that, well, honey is a safe alternative to sugar. Not necessarily, because there might be some other things in the honey that's been mixed with that are actually not good for you. And if you get honey, it has to be 100% pure honey. And even then, it's not necessarily the case. So you have to be very, very careful. So that's what the series is about. It takes you on the backside. It shows you actually what's happening on the back end. Well, they did an episode, and this is where I was going with this. Yeah, my stream of consciousness, but that's that's what the show's about. The second season, they did a whole episode on French wine. And apparently the French wine industry, this is not a good thing. I've talked about before about counterfeit wines and fraud in the wine industry, things like that. And that does happen. It's a lot more rampant than you really think. And a lot of the wines that are sitting on the supermarket shelves are not actually the wines you think you're drinking. And some of it's not, as far as the labels are concerned, you can't necessarily trust the labels. So The French wine industry, and I'm not going to go too far into it, but it's pretty sordid. It really is. If you get a chance, check out that episode. I forgot what the name of the episode is, but it has to do with French wine. I think it has to be Terroir, I think is what it is, or Terroir Terror, I think is the name of the episode. But it was a real eye-opener. Here I thought that French wine, I mean, if you get a French wine, it's from France, and you think this is a genuine French wine from France, and it's coming from that region of France, whether it's from southern France, whether it's a Bordeaux, or whether it's a Pinot, or whether, you know, whatever it is, you think that's actually what you're getting. No, it's not. Not necessarily. I don't know about this. I have no idea, because there's no information on this other than what they have at Wine Store. There's no other information on this wine at all on the internet. So I don't really know exactly what I'm drinking here. I don't know if what I'm drinking here is a pure Pinot, or maybe it's a Pinot blended with something else, or if this Pinot actually came from southern France. Now, they tried to, now, of course, with the DOC, the Pays DOC, it's supposed to be official because the French have, the French are very, very protective of their wines. Wine is one of the major exports of France. The French are very, very particular, very protective of their wines. They're very concerned about this as well. But there are some, there are actually wine wars going on in France, so to speak. And I'm not going to go into a whole thing, but there are some wine wars going on in France right now. And from what I understand, some of it is actually being exacerbated by Chinese imports, believe it or not, that China has become involved in wines. They're trying to promote their wines. Over the last few 5-6 years, I think China has really, really wanted to get into the wine business. And I'm not going to go into the whole thing right now, but I'm just saying, watch this. If you're really interested in French wines and you really want to know where your wine from France is coming from, check out this documentary. It's the series is called, the episode is called Terroir Terror, I think is what it's called. And the series is called Rotten. Rotten is a fascinating series. So I recommend you check that out. Anyway, Jonathan says, lots of red fruit. Yeah, there's lots of red fruit in this wine. You talking about this one? Yeah, there's lots of red fruit in this wine. There is. I'll say that. And anyway, so let me check the chat one more time everywhere else. We don't have anything else going on YouTube. I want to thank everyone if you've been watching me on YouTube. And we have folks watching on YouTube. I can see that. But thank you for watching me on YouTube. I appreciate it. Thank you for watching me on Twitch. People watching on Twitch, no one commenting, but watching. Same thing with Periscope, it looks like. And Twitter, folks, all of you who have been watching me on Twitter, I appreciate it. I think it's time to close it down for the night because I've gone too far down in this bottle than I would have liked, although I know it's entertaining for you to watch me go all the way down the bottom to the bottom of the bottle, and you're thinking, is he going to drink that whole bottle tonight, or is he not? Is he or is he not? Let's see. Come on. Not tonight, okay? We've got to keep this. I think I've already had too much. Anyway, I want to say thank you for being with me tonight. Thank you for being a part of this wine stream. This show is not about me. The show is not 100% about the wine, although the wine does play a major role in this show. The show is not really about the wine. This show is really about you, about us, about you and me here on this show together drinking wine. We don't have to be drinking wine. drinking wine, drinking, if you want to drink coffee, that's fine. Drink tea. I drink coffee. I drink tea. Tomorrow morning, we'll be having coffee. Definitely. You know, you don't have to drink anything. You don't have to drink anything. You can just hang out and just interact with me. Be part of the chat. Just tell me how you're doing. Just sit back and have a good time. Just relax and just get in on the action here. What's happening at Drink with Rick? I want to thank you for being here with me. And that's the thing. All my friends are here. You are all my friends. You're all my friends. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you tuned in. I'm glad you're watching. I want to thank Phil, who is the first one on here tonight, as a matter of fact, I believe, going way back. But Phil was here. And hopefully you're still here, Phil, if you can stand being here with me for an hour and a half. I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. Phil's a good guy, and I like Phil a lot. And it's one thing we share are the dad jokes, right? The bad puns and the dad jokes. You know what? Let me tell you something about Phil. When I was working at Channel 35, way back when, and we interacted, you know, and we'd see each other in the hallways all the time. We interact from time to time, but I always liked Phil. He was always, because he struck me as just a really cool guy. He was kind of laid back, kind of quiet, kind of laid back, but he always struck me as a really cool guy. And I always liked Phil. He was just, you know, he never said a bad word about anybody. He always did it. He was always a professional about doing his job. And just always impressed me at being a really nice guy. He was just a nice guy. And I want to say, Phil, it's always been an honor to know you, and I appreciate that. I'm glad you're my friend. I want to say it's just a thrill that you're here every week watching me on the stream. I'm honored. I am honored that you were here. And here's to you, Phil. And it's not just Phil. It's everyone. I am honored that you are here with me every week. When you join me on the stream, I'm not alone. I'm here with my friends. I want to thank all of you for being here. I want to thank Phil. I want to thank Jonathan. I want to thank Courtney for being here. I want to thank, my beautiful wife, Chi, who's always by my side, and I appreciate her being here. Ron, I want to thank you for being here. And Mike, it's an honor to have you here. And Gordon, it's also an honor to have you here. And everyone who's joined me on the stream, and in every stream, I want to say thank you for being here with me. So I think it's time to close up the stream, but I want to say thanks to everybody. I want to say thank you. Join me next week, and we'll see what we're going to open up next week. I have a number of possibilities. Okay, before we go, I'm going to give you a sneak peek of something that we're going to open up sometime here in the near future that I have been hesitating to open up just because, not because, this is a very special wine for me. This is the Escarlata. And I know that the folks at the wine store have been waiting for me to open this up and review it. I have, I've been waiting for the right moment to review it. I don't know if I'm going to do it next week, but there's something really cool about this wine. Now, two things that are really cool about this wine. One thing is obvious. This wine, you see that painting? That is a pretty awesome painting. That's on loan from them. They have exclusive rights to use that painting, I think, for what is it, 10 years? I don't know. Molly and Trish are not in the chat tonight, so I can't ask them. And Matt's not here, but this is this is a pretty cool wine, just a cool wine label. I'm really impressed with the label itself, but I did do a slight tasting of the wine, and I want to say that I was really impressed with the wine. I actually thought it was a little young at the time that I purchased it, because it was 2018? Yeah. So I've been letting it sit there for a while, but I'm going to open it up some point during the holidays, and we're going to test it out. We're going to try it out. Mike says good night, and Mike, thank you very much for being here with me. Good night, and join me again. Join me again. Anyway, so we're going to shut down the stream for the night, and I'm glad that you joined me, and join me again next week. Of course, once again, I'm not sure exactly what we're going to open up next week. It's going to be a surprise. We'll see. But join me again to find out. In the meantime, I want you to have a great week. I want you to have a safe week. Stay safe. Do not drink and drive. Absolutely. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive. Absolutely. Do not text and drive. Okay? It's one of my pet peeves. Don't text and drive. I want you to stay safe. So you can join me again next week, and we all can all get together on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can drink with Rick. Good night.